KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 4 degrees above zero. We look forward to be mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries this morning and snow developing this afternoon, a high around 18. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. The National Weather Service is warning that snow will fall across much of Iowa this afternoon and dangerously cold conditions will arrive by Tuesday morning. Meteorologist Jim Lee with the National Weather Service Forecast Office in Des Moines posted a video online describing the forecast.
The storm will produce moderate to heavy snowfall accumulations, generally in the 4 to 8 inch range, extending from northern through central and into eastern portions of Iowa. The heavy snow will fall on Monday afternoon and evening, causing slick roads and travel difficulties during the afternoon commute in many areas.
A winter storm warning covers much of the state from northwest to east central counties and includes Carroll, Guthrie, and Dallas counties in our listing area. The warning is in effect from 2 p.m. today through 3 a.m. Tuesday. Winter weather advisories have also been posted for several counties, primarily along Interstate 80 in western Iowa and parts of western Iowa from Harrison and Shelby counties on northward. The National Weather Service predicts wind speeds of 15 to 20 miles per hour and perhaps even higher in some areas as the snow is falling.
As snow tapers off Monday night, very cold air will stream into Iowa, resulting in wind chills of 20 to 30 below zero by Tuesday morning, and even colder on the following days.
Snow fell across much of Iowa as Saturday night turned into Sunday morning. The Iowa Department of Transportation had reported roads in southeast Iowa were completely covered in snow by Sunday, with most of the rest of the state's roads at least partially covered in snow. Dozens of Iowa churches, including some here in our listening area, canceled services Sunday morning as the temperatures plummeted. By Sunday evening, roads in a chunk of northwest Iowa, including Sioux City and Fort Dodge areas, were still partially covered with snow. Snow was also causing Sunday night travel problems north of Davenport in a triangular section of southeast Iowa that stretched from Iowa City down to Ottumwa and then over to Burlington. A former Glenwood teacher accused of having a sexual relationship with a student and of giving alcohol to a minor has pleaded guilty to a reduced charge as part of a plea deal. The Omaha World-Herald reports 39-year-old Russell Crouch was arrested and charged in May with sexual exploitation by a school employee and supplying alcohol to a minor. Crouch was given deferred judgment, meaning if he successfully completes a year of probation, the charge of misdemeanor aggravated assault will be removed from his record. A district court judge has ordered him to complete counseling and therapy. Crouch taught at the Glenwood High School before he resigned. He had been a teacher in the district since 2006 and taught in Hyannis and Ansley, Nebraska. Police in Red Oak report a woman was arrested early Sunday morning for breach of peace. 44-year-old Shelby Joanne Olivares of Red Oak was taken into custody and brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where she was being held on a $300 bond. And no injuries were reported after a car crossed a bridge and went out of control before crashing in Montgomery County later Sunday morning. Sheriff's officials say Cheryl Heidecker was traveling west on 270th Street at around 10:20 a.m. when her vehicle crossed a snow-covered bridge and began to slide to the right. When Heidecker tried to correct the skid, her 2005 Dodge Stratus slid across the road and crashed into the south ditch. The accident happened east of Coburg, about 1/4 mile east of J Avenue. The vehicle was totaled with a loss estimated at $3,500. There are no citations issued. And the Board of Supervisors in Adair County will hold a special session at 9 a.m. today to discuss and possibly act on several funding requests. The fiscal year 2016 requests will be from the County Ag Extension, Midwest Partnership, Department of Human Services, Adair County Historical Society, Southern Iowa Trolley, and the Tourism Department. In addition, the county engineer will present to the board a contract for signing with regard to a bridge repair or replacement project, and the county auditor will speak with regard to claims valuation information, the clerk of court, and medical examiner's fiscal year 2016 departmental budget requests. Afterward, the board will hold a budget work session. In our funeral announcements, Sharon Froelich of Coon Rapids died Thursday. Funeral services for Sharon Froelich will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. James Vanderpool, age 74, of Stewart, died Thursday. Funeral services for James Vanderpool will be today at 11 a.m. at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Virginia Beeson, age 92 of Erling, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Virginia Beeson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Alice Boyson, age 98 of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Alice Boyson will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Dorothy Young, age 84 of Anita and formerly of the Walnut, Marnie, and Atlantic areas, died Friday. Funeral services for Dorothy Young will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Merlin W. Hansen, age 89 of Guthrie Center and formerly of Brayton, died Saturday. Memorial services for Merlin Hansen will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Lyle G. David, age 81 of Glidden and formerly of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Lyle David will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Sam Steenson, age 67 of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Memorial services for Sam Steenson will be Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Phyllis Campbell, age 90 of Orient, died Saturday. Funeral services for Phyllis Campbell will be held Thursday at 1:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. David B. Anderson, age 74 of Omaha, died Thursday. Memorial services for David Anderson will be this Friday at 10 o'clock at the Douglas County Health Center. Tockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Jim Doherty, age 84 of Cumberland, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Jim Doherty will be this Friday at 10:30 at the St. Timothy's Catholic Church, Reno, south of Cumberland. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Rita Dentlinger, age 89 of Manning, died Sunday. Services for Rita Dentlinger are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Alan Westfall, age 79 of Johnston and formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday. Memorial services for Helen Westfall are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Jaylene Parker, age 51 of Coon Rapids, died Friday. Services for Jaylene Parker are currently pending at Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.